many parts of the political world have gone nuts. In my homeland, for example, where conservatives rule, you can choose, it is run by a conservative chancellor, you can choose from six genders in Austria, not only male and female, but also diverse, inter, open, and not specified. This is Austria, ruled by a conservative, a so-called conservative chancellor. They are no longer conservatives, dear friends. They are leftists who call themselves conservatives. And our friends in the United States have a good and clear term for them: rhinos, Republicans in names only. These new leftists call themselves conservatives, but they are not. They are the destroyers of our cultural heritage. They are the ones sacrificing our traditional values on the altar of international cooperation and globalism. Shame on them. Dear friends from all over Europe, ladies and gentlemen, I've been a member of the European House of Parliament for almost 10 years, and some say it's something like the heart of the European madness, and the others say it's something like the Eye of Mordor. Yeah? I don't know if you know it, yeah? The novel of G.R.R. Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings. Yeah? And usually, this is not the place, the European House of Parliament, where good things happen, no. But today is a good day, and good things are happening. I have the honor to speak before an audience of political friends from all over Europe and the United States. And our common goal is to protect our countries, to protect the Western world from illegal migration and the organized abuse of asylum, so that Europe does not become a second Arabia or Africa. We do not want the name Mohammed to become the most popular name for male newborns in our great countries, as it is the case in Brussels, where the EU Parliament is located. In Hungary, this problem does not exist, because Hungary has a prime minister who truly cares about the Hungarian people. And yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, I had the opportunity to speak with him, to speak with Viktor Orban, and I know that he is the one and one of the key figures for the successful merger of conservative or center-right parties in Europe. And I'm especially pleased that we have managed to extend our network in Europe to the United States. And it is especially our friend from New York who is fighting for the same cause on the other side of the pond. It's Gavin Wex from the New York Young Republican Club. And I'm really proud that I'm not only a member of this club, that for almost 3 years we have been fighting together against wokeness and left-wing madness, not only in various places in Europe, but also in the United States. Gavin, it's really an honor for us to have you on board in this alliance. Meanwhile, we have had a series of events together, and also our friends from Hungary and its Prime Minister, obviously, Viktor Orban. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Dear Prime Minister, thank you, Mikko Santo from the Center for Fundamental Rights, and also Ernő Schaller-Baros, who is a political liaison officer between Hungary and Austria. Thank you all for creating the opportunity with CPEC Budapest to discuss current issues and define common ground. What defines us patriotic and conservative parties in Europe, as far as I understand it, is to maintain and preserve the diversity of our continent. Budapest, Vienna, Paris, Prague, Athens, Madrid, Lisbon, and all the other wonderful cities and great cultures of our continent. These must be preserved and maintained. And for the benefit of our American guests, let me present some figures concerning Austria, my home country. Since 2014, the EU has processed over 7.8 million asylum applications. Only one quarter of these applications meet the criteria for asylum under the Geneva Convention, while many others are allowed to remain for humanitarian reason. But the majority of the applications are instantly rejected. With these millions of people from Africa and Arabia, terrorism also came to Europe. Let us remember what happened in France. The attack on Charlie Hebdo, the massacre at the Bataclan theater, the many beheadings and knife attacks we had in France. We had the assault at the Brussels airport where over 30 victims lost their lives. We had the rifle attack in Strasbourg at the Christmas market. We had a lot of problems also in my home country, Austria, and especially in Vienna. And our freedom is taken under the pretext of combating terrorism. And how evil is that? First you let terrorists into Europe and then you take away the freedoms of citizens and create mass surveillance just to protect yourself from terrorists? No, our goals are clear. We want Hungary to remain Hungary, Austria to remain Austria, Italy to remain Italy, Spain to remain Spain, every country in Europe to retain its wonderful character. Our fight is against illegal migration and misuse of asylum rights, and our commitment is to Europe's Christian Western heritage. We are, ladies and gentlemen, also an alliance of peace. We do not want the war between the Russians and Ukraine to continue. We want to end the dying. We actively advocate for a ceasefire and peace talks. We want cooperation in Europe that focuses on the original goals, peace, freedom, and prosperity. And we want a political change in the United States of America. Because this political change in the United States is necessary for a good future of the West. My dear friends from the United States, today important representatives from the United States, from Congress and Senate, take part in our meeting. May I express the following wish to the Grand Old Party? Get rid of sleepy Joe Biden. Re-elect Donald Trump as President of the United States of America. He did not start a war during his tenure. He ended the role of the United States as the world's policeman. He fought against globalism and corporate dictatorship, and he always stood up for free speech and democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, this year, 2024, can change a lot. We are facing a new election where our political allies could achieve victory in their respective countries. In Hungary anyway, but also in Austria, France and the Netherlands, and as well in a lot of other countries. We will come first. But it is not enough to win in our countries. In this EU, there is a main principle, and this principle says size matters. We have to unite. We must come all together. We must cooperate under the roof of a large center-right liberal conservative platform. We can become number one in Europe with this, and we will become number one. That is my firm conviction. And we will reaffirm our friendship with the United States, where we do hope that Donald J. Trump will take office at the end of this year. We will be a Western alliance for peace, freedom, and prosperity. We will be a Western alliance to preserve Christian values and uphold conservative principles. We will be a Western alliance to protect the family and free speech and democracy. We will and we want to be a Western alliance based on friendship and cooperation. We will be a Western alliance that ends the rule of big companies and strengthens parliaments and direct democracy. I am pleased, and it is a great honor for me, to be able to spend this important political day and this important political event with you here and now. Ladies and gentlemen, long live democracy. Long live freedom. Long live our great states of Europe. And cheers to our new friends in the United States of America. Thank you for having me here.